And again, two more points.
The International Young Physicist Tournament, also sometimes referred to as Physics World Cup, is a team-oriented scientific competition among teams of high school students. Out of 185 participants from 23 countries, 8 individuals are the team supervisors and 105 are participants.
I think the level is increasing with each year because many new countries participate in the tournament, and the Asian countries are getting better and better, so it is still much harder to be at some good position in the front because there are too many other teams that are also very good.
It will be a competition of very high level. I have attended many of these competitions and I expect again to see very interesting and good presentations of the students at very high level, definitely way below the standard high school level into mid-university level, I say, although you have to remember that these are high school students doing it, so mid-university level, I say, is a great achievement for them.
The participants present their solutions to scientific problems they have prepared over several months and then discuss their solutions with other teams. The tournament has been held in 20 countries so far.
The tournament began for the first time in Moscow back in 1979, but reached a comprehensive level in 1988.
But what is the difference between the International Physics Olympiad and the International Young Physicists Tournaments?
Olympics is raw theory. It's all theoretical. But here, in the International Youth Physics Tournament, we have to have a theory for a question and have to experiment in order to verify the question itself. And it is complex. I mean, it's really science.
It's my first time attending IYPT, but I've been on International Physics Olympiads held in Thailand this year. So I kind of have experience with international competitions, but not in such a way of experimental physics and physical debates like IYPT.
The participation in this tournament creates a unique opportunity for top high school students to present their knowledge and to learn more about physics and related topics. Learning basic sciences, specifically physics, will help to promote our understanding of elements of our universe and human life. Saman Kujuri, Press TV, Tehran.